Texas Tech University is like a city within the city of Lubbock, a bustling campus with 28,000 students and more than 100 buildings. But when it opened as Texas Technological College in 1925, there were 914 students and a handful of buildings perched on the edge of the vast, flat frontier. Houston architect William Ward Watkin crafted the master plan for the college, shaping its original 2,000 acres, its buildings, and its identity. Watkin used Beaux-Arts principles of long axial arrangements with broad vistas and oversized lawns, and a symmetrical layout for order and unity. He selected the Spanish Renaissance style for the college buildings, comparing the West Texas plains to central Spain, where universities sprang up in the 16th century. Architect Wyatt Hedrick of Fort Worth adapted that style to the Lubbock campus. The flagship three-story administration building housed classrooms, offices, and the main library. The buff-colored brick structure boasts a red tile roof and twin bell towers with ornate limestone detailing. The richly detailed north facade resembles a historic university near Madrid, Spain. Here, bald eagles, cupids, and cotton bowls take shape in stone. There's even a caricature of architect Watkin. Also, carved inspirational quotations and words conveying qualities such as virtue and enlightenment, and subjects from agriculture to art. On the south facade, the names Shakespeare, Aristotle, and Benjamin Franklin, and other giants of Western culture. The Gallery of Heroes is a series of 10 carved busts on the second story of the north facade. Texas legends Stephen F. Austin and Sam Houston are there, as is Abraham Lincoln, whose inclusion stirred controversy 60 years after the Civil War. The first president of Texas Tech, Paul Horn, selected many of the quotations inscribed in stone, and also the people honored by name are in carved relief. He wanted to impress on students that an education is one of the greatest things a democracy has to offer, and that character is the other.